Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, risky sexual activity, intoxication from alcohol and drugs, and a lack of Garda vetted staff. These are just some of the concerns that one alcohol action group has about Irish teen discos, and they say the government needs to increase regulation of them in the interest of child welfare. Paula Leonard is CEO of Alcohol Forum Ireland, and she's on the line now, and we'll also speak to nightclub owner Ian Redmond. But Paula, first to you, what are your worries when it comes to teenage discos in Ireland?
Good morning. First thing I suppose is to say that they're not my worries. They're based on a piece of research that we've been involved in over the last year. Dr. Grainne Kettler in Atlantic Technological University is leading that piece. But given that the Minister for Justice, Helen McAtee, is bringing forward reforms of alcohol licensing in Ireland, we thought it was really important and timely to make visible those concerns and make some sound and pretty straightforward recommendations in relation to what could be included in the revision of intoxicating liquor legislation in this country to better provide for protection for children,
okay,
particularly those children attending discos.
So the research that you're talking about, how many people were interviewed as part of that?
That research is ongoing. So what it has involved is two case studies of two towns. In this instance, Monaghan and Letterkenny. There was a media review of the last number of years in terms of what the media commentary has been around teenage discos, and there were numbers of focus groups with young people and with stakeholders, for example, the forensics examiners in sexual assault treatment units, An Garda Síochána, some youth workers, some young adults themselves, and some young people themselves.
Okay, right. So these teenage discos, they're considered to be a rite of passage. So what are the concerns that are coming through about them?
Yeah, I suppose absolutely. I think it's really important to start and to be really clear to politicians, to media and to any of your listeners that we think and believe and understand that teenage discos are really important. They've been really important in this country for at least 30 years, if not 40. And in the 1980s, Irish teenagers identified them along with sports as their favourite things to do sort of outside school. So what we're looking for is government to provide for the safety and regulation of the young people who are attending them. When you look right across Irish legislation, we were only able to find in a review one piece of government policy across any department. So TUSLA, HSE, Department of Justice, Department of Children, Department of Health, one piece of policy in 2007 which makes any mention of the teenage discos.
Okay, well, look, you're talking about the Intoxicating Liquor Bill 2024. We asked the Department of Justice whether they'd any plans to amend the provisions to provide for better regulation of these teenage discos, and they say there are no plans at present to introduce provisions along the lines referred to in our query. Ian, can I bring you in here? Do you share concerns about these events?
Good morning, Claire. Morning, Paula. I can only speak from my experience in the industry. I'm 35 years in the industry, and my first experience was St. Mary's Disco, 1989, where I started out my career. That's led me to this, being a nightclub owner, thanks to Mr. Knox from Santa Maria College, who spun the wheels of steel. Nowadays in Dublin City, the nightclubs that run teenage discos are highly regulated. They're licensed premises that have to adhere to a strict set of guidelines and measures in conjunction with the Garda Síochána. When we ran them in Tramline, we used a promoter who are highly experienced in putting on teenage events. They studied event management. They go by fire safety codes, code of practice codes, safety indoor concerts, the Green Guide to Safety in Sports, the Purple Guide. PSRA licensed security staff are in attendance, ambulance service are in attendance. So the events that are run in Dublin, a publican's license is really important to them. And, to put on a student event or a teenage event, they have to really, really go that extra mile and make sure that there are no issues.
Paula, what do you say to all of that?
That sounds great. And I think the only thing that sort of Ian Hassan talked about in licensing is a really, important area of law in Ireland. And I understand absolutely. We would have had over 500 nightclubs in this country that dwindled down to about 300 by 2009. It's now less than 100. So
that's
in that
effect,
sort
yeah.
of, yeah, it's less than 100. And some counties don't have any at all. So teenage discos have become a really important income stream for nightclubs in Ireland. And what Ian is describing sounds like good practice. But what we're just simply asking the minister to do is to ensure that good practice becomes law, so that there are standards,
Paula,
that there are provisions.
We're all banging our heads against the wall in this. We're 5 years, 20 years, in fact. But this legislation reform has been in the planning for 4 years. It's just getting pushed back, pushed back, pushed back. I don't believe it's going to happen in the lifetime of this government. It's been an absolute disaster. The amount of money our government has spent on this proposed licensing reform, and nothing has happened, absolutely nothing. I don't believe it's going to happen in the term of this government.
Are you saying, Ian, you would welcome regulation here in this area?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Put it in. We operate to those standards anyway, so that there's no problem. Absolutely no.
So you're in agreement, really. And what you're saying, Paula, is if the standards that Ian has described there were set out in law, that would satisfy any concerns that you're aware of.
In relation to the teenage discos, I suppose the only one he hasn't referenced, and we have had security staff come to, you know, a recent meeting. We've had people who said that they worked previously at teenage discos and wouldn't. Since we launched the report, I've had two DJs contact me to say that they used to attend those events, that they now don't. There is huge concerns. What Ian is describing sounds utopian by comparison to what people have told the researcher who conducted this piece of work. What we're hearing is concerns in relation to scale overcrowding.
All right.
Concerns in relation to no ratios.
Okay, Paula, unfortunately, I have to leave it there because I'm up against the clock. It's something that we may return to, but I want to thank you both, Ian Redmond and Paula Leonard.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.